This is Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we're here live today, so we'll take your calls at 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. We'll stop the program if you have to call because we know you're probably calling from work and you don't have a lot of time, so we want to be sensitive to that. This is only a produced show. We can stop it at any moment.
Listen.
In fact, people are yelling, stop! Stop!
By the way, when he says live today, if you don't hear it on Monday, it is not live.
That's right. So when you call in, call on Monday, and we're happy to answer you.
On Tuesday, they slide us back into our coffins, and we're not live anymore.
That's right, especially when the
sun
comes
up. And they put a wooden stake in our hearts, which they remove on the following Monday.
That's right. Now, listen, right now in Kathmandu, it's 2:45, and people are listening. In Canberra, it's 8 a.m., and they're listening. In Kuala Lumpur, it's 5 a.m., and they're listening.
That's my favorite, is Kuala Lumpur.
Is it really? Have you been there?
Beautiful.
Is it gorgeous? Were you there when you were single?
No.
I don't think you were ever single. Weren't you married like at six?
I was married.
Like an arranged marriage?
Right.
Okay. What about Tegaluwa Kapalpa? I can't even pronounce it. You try this.
Where
you're a linguist. T-E-G-U-C-I.
Oh, I can't even remember that.
Tegucigalpa. Galapa. Tegucigalpa. There we go.
Tegucigalpa. Everybody knows Tegucigalpa.
Everybody knows that.
It's the Paris of the East. Whatever they call it.
All right, let's go back to the show.
Tegucigalpa Follies.
That's right. The Follies. Oh, they're unbelievable. That's right, because that's a strange place, because everybody there who dances are Siamese twins.
That's right. Not only, but that's why in the audience they say, I always thought they came in pairs.
That's right.
I didn't know they came in fours.
Fours. Everything was in fours. All right. Listen, the Obama presidency, according to you, could be a windfall for lawyers.
Looks like it's going to be.
Tell me about that.
Let me tell you.
Please.
If there are lawyers around, nobody else is going to make any money, but they'll grab whatever's around.
Well, it looks like they're a good start.
That the Obama presidency is likely to benefit, lawyers, because a lot of changes are going to be made during his administration. And they will involve more regulation in banking, health care, more lawsuits, more real estate closings, and so forth. For instance, we know there are going to be more regulations for banks, hedge funds, large oil companies, and health insurers.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be more tort litigation. All these people who wanted to control it, you know, so-called tort reform, which is not reform in my opinion, but anyway, trial lawyers will seek to ease restrictions on product liability suits, pharmaceutical class actions, and prevent the use of federal regulations to shield them from state suits. Now remember, a couple of weeks ago we discussed.
That's right.
There was a lawsuit, and the question before the United States Supreme Court is whether the federal regulations, if the FDA, you know,
approves
a drug, right, whether that prevents you from bringing an action on a lawsuit if the labeling complied with that labeling approved by the FDA. Well, to make that more certain, and regardless of whether the Supreme Court does it, there will be legislation promulgated primarily by the trial lawyers to say doesn't matter what the FDA says. If the product is not safe, you have a right to bring a lawsuit. Then there are probably going to be more real estate closings because of the federal bailout money.
Right.
And they're going to encourage more home sales. Plus, there's a pro-union tilt now.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot more union contract written by lawyers, and it's going to be the Employee Free Choice Act, which is where you don't have to have a secret ballot anymore.
Yeah, but they don't think that can get through.
I don't
through.
Know. Anyway,
they don't think they can.
They're
get
going
through.
To have what they intend to do if they can. Those who are in favor of it is that you sign a card, and the cards, if you get a majority of people to sign a card, where you put your name down, it
right.
says yes, I will join a union. You remember when you sign that card, your name's on there, and there's a guy 8 feet tall that weighs 700 pounds that came to the door and said, do you want to sign this card in favor of the union? And you do, and your name is there. You're not going to say, no, I don't want the union.
Right.
So that the cards are really an irrelevancy as to free choice. And however, and this I feel strong about, and I'm not certainly not anti-union. I think union is very important, but I do think that is a very bad piece of proposed legislation if it's going to be proposed, and that there ought to be a secret ballot to find out if people really want a union. If you don't want it, you don't have to have it.
Yeah, but
here, but if the majority of people have it. At any rate, that's how lawyers are going to get rich on our depressed situation. They will make money during this recession because of all the new laws and regulations that will come into being.
However, on the East Coast,
yes,
the law firms are feeling it because of the meltdown of the financial services area, which happens to be centered in New York City.
Well, you know, that's important. That's interesting because you're right. There is this trouble ahead.
They call I'm actually right?
Well, you're almost right.
All right, okay.
I'm not talking about your political bent. I'm talking about...
No, you know, I was actually correct.
What I mean, correct.
Yes,
right,
correct.
Right.
In a peculiar form.
Well, they predict that because of the meltdown, as you say, and that's the right word, for in the financial world, and just so many lawyers in New York and Wall Street are involved in this financial banking, underwriting, all of that stuff that has gotten us into this kind of problem, they feel that this is going to be sad news for you. And they've already predicted that the profits per partner in the big law firms are going to be down, some say 9%, some other experts. You see, there's an expert for everything. It's a guy from out of town that did it once.
Right.
And they said some of them say between 5 and 15%. One expert says the metaphysical question is whether you can have bulge bracket Wall Street firms without Wall Street. Well, I don't know what a bulge bracket is. What he's really saying is these guys would get overpaid, you know, and underworked and do all this Wall Street stuff. How long can they continue to get bloated incomes when there's no financing companies that require their services?
Mm-hmm.
The capital markets, when they do rebound, in fact, probably will no longer have the kind of margins they once had, and they probably won't be willing to pay the outrageous premium rates that the New York law firms charge.
And they are ridiculous.
And, for instance, one New York law firm, very famous and well-known on Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett. By the way, you don't hear any Cohn or any Simonetti in that title.
Nope. So
Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, you say.
Yes, very right.
Yes, very, very,
very, very, as they say,
Episcopalian, I would say. That's what I would say.
Yes, I would
also.
They
are Episcopalian.
Yes.
The story says 80% of its lawyers are in New York, and many did work for financial institutions, and they're going to have a rough period ahead.
Oh, they're going to have to cut back on the three martini lunch.
Yeah, that's right.
All
they're
right,
going to have to cut back on that stuff.
Right.
Right.
All right,
anyway.
Look, this is a good one here.
Yeah.
Two law firms.
Yeah.
Two. Will be paid $5.5 million each to help other firms, financial firms, apply for this bailout.
Well, this is where I say, anytime an administration changes, this work for lawyers.
Right.
Now they got this big bailout. And of that money, they've chosen two firms, Hughes, Hubbard, and Reed, which used to be Hughes, Hubbard, Blair, and Reed. As I recall many years ago, because my recollection goes back several hundred years, they were an admiralty firm.
Oh, that's right.
And then...
Well, there's new. You're in the law.
The great law and sea.
Of the great sea.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, they represent... Matter of fact, they represented the bounty when I was 6 years old.
When they had mutiny on the bounty.
On the bounty,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think they were an old admiralty, but got into everything else, like everybody. And then that's one firm, and the other is Squire Sanders and Dempsey. And I must say, my brother was a partner over there.
Oh, really?
In their Miami, Florida office.
Oh, I see.
And they are a Cleveland law firm.
Uh huh.
Excellent firm.
Excellent.
However, each
your brother
of
is your brother. Did your brother? Is he still practicing, or did he retire?
No, he retired. Some
is he
years
your
ago.
Older brother?
He's my older brother.
He's 906.
That's right.
All right.
He
all
was
right.
there before I was.
Unbelievable.
You talk about the 2,000-year-old man. Think of him. He's 2,004 years old.
And he's still going.
Still going, as
good
far as
him.
I know,
there
last
be,
I spoke to him.
There must be longevity in your genetic pool.
Well, listen, don't mention the word pool, because that's where he'll run. He's in Florida. And they have, he's a member of the governors of his homeowners association.
Oh, so he's in the pool
and
most of the time.
They had a big debate the other night whether they should raise the temperature of the pool 2 degrees, because some of the older people are getting a little cold. It's only up to 102 now. So, any rate, so he, that doesn't mean anything. It's Squires, each of those firms, Hughes Hubbard Reed, which used to be Hughes Hubbard Blair and Reed, Sanders, Squire Sanders and Dempsey, each were awarded $5.4 million contracts for what? To help 2,000 financial firms apply for a share of the money. It's like, you know, the, like when you do pro bono work for poorer people, how they apply for Social Security.
Right.
These people
this
are
is,
doing it on.
This is
well,
their own Social
this
Security.
This is billionaire Social Security.
Well,
good luck to you guys.
All
you're,
right.
You're two of the few firms who are getting any, you're really getting pretty good.
Now listen, I want to.
You're doing very well.
Can I skip
I'm,
a, can
I'm
I skip?
So happy for you.
All right. All right. We're going to have to take a break coming up, but I want to go to this Andy Rooney piece if we could now, because we've got about 3 minutes to go, which should be just about right. So, this week, instead of Arrogance of the Rich and Famous, we're going to have Andy Rooney Speaks. Now, this happens
well,
on 60
think,
Minutes, and
yes.
it's appropriate to talk about this because in light of the election and
oh,
all
yes.
of the different changes.
I think that there's a whole new thing, and I think we can now face more objectively the problems of discrimination, of prejudice, of affirmative action, of race, and these other things. I think we've proven something now that... that the problem was that the solutions and problems probably were exaggerated. But at any rate, it was interesting to hear what he had to say.
Because usually he's kind of left of center, and this
yeah.
was a little more right of center. But we want to read it to you because we thought it was at least interesting.
Right.
And here's what he said.
And we ask you to think about it.
That's right. And this
what
is
do you
an,
think?
Quote Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes just a few weeks back.
Right.
He says, "I don't think being a minority makes you a victim of anything except numbers. The only things that I can think of that are truly discriminatory are things like the United Negro College Fund, Jet Magazine, Black Entertainment Television, and Miss Black America. Try to have things like the United Caucasian College Fund, Cloud Magazine, White Entertainment Television, or Miss White America and see what happens. Jesse Jackson will be knocking down your door, and he's going to have to look for something else to do except stand around and cry. Guns do not make you a killer. I think killing makes you a killer. You can kill someone with a baseball bat or a car, but no one is trying to ban you from driving to the ball game. I believe that they are called the Boy Scouts for a reason, which is why there are no girls allowed. Girls belong in the Girl Scouts. Are you listening, Martha Burke? I think that if you feel homosexuality is wrong, it is not a phobia, it is an opinion. I have the right not to be tolerant of others because they are different, weird, or tick me off.
I believe that if you are selling me a milkshake, a pack of cigarettes, a newspaper, a hotel room, you must do it in English. As a matter of fact, if you want to be an American citizen, you should have to speak English. I don't hate the rich. I don't pity the poor. I know pro wrestling is fake, but so are movies and television. That doesn't stop you from watching them. I think Bill Gates has every right to keep every penny he made and continue to make more. If it ticks you off, go and invent the next operating system that's better and put your name on the building. It doesn't take a whole village to raise a child, right? But it does take a parent to stand up to the kid and smack their little behinds when necessary and say no. I don't think because you were not born in this country, you are qualified for any special loan programs, government-sponsored bank loans, or tax breaks, etc. So you can open a hotel, coffee shop, trinket store, or any other business. I am sick of political correctness. I know a lot of black people, and not one of them was born in Africa. So how can they be African-Americans? Besides, Africa is a continent. I don't go around saying I'm a European-American because my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was from Europe. I am proud to be from America and nowhere else. And if you don't like my point of view, tough.
And that's what Andy Rooney had to say, which is actually not too bad.
No.
It's really not out of whack. And I bet most Americans probably believe that, though many of them are afraid to say it.
Well, I think most Americans of every bent, race, and religion in their hearts really believe that.
Yep, so I do too.
And I think this election has shown that many of these things have been incorrect. We've done a great thing, but it's been done in America. This is the land of opportunity.
And it is the only place in the world where a person like this can sing a Christmas carol.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
And with that in the background, the Lawyers Who Needs Them is going to take us a little break.
Right.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them live on Talk Zone Radio.